By sidestepping the issue, the Supreme Court created a delay. But while the case winds its way through the courts, provisions of campaign finance that were previously found constitutional remain in effect. So political ad limits will be in place for upcoming elections. Senator Russ Feingold said in a statement that's good news. Although he's not up for re-election, Senator Herb Kohl is. In 2004, both Democrats were the focus of critical ads run by Wisconsin Right to Life. The question before courts is whether those ads were prohibited electioneering or free speech lobbying. Barbara Lyons is executive director of Wisconsin Right to Life, which brought the suit.
They should constitute an exception to McCain-Feingold law. We're relying on the First Amendment, which guarantees the right to free speech, the right to associate, and the right to try to influence the legislative process.
Supporters of campaign finance point out the group is not prohibited from running such ads as long as corporate money isn't used. Jay Heck directs Wisconsin Common Cause. He says the timing of the ads may indicate the intentions of Wisconsin Right to Life.
What's interesting is that Wisconsin Right to Life only wanted to run this ad in the 60 days prior to the general election. They haven't run any ads after. They didn't run any ads before that period, so clearly they were trying to influence the outcome of the election.
Lyons maintains the ads were simply grassroots lobbying about senators' views on judicial nominees and is hoping the courts will agree. The High Court has already upheld limits on what's commonly called issue ads, but this case involves the actual application of the law, and the makeup of the court is changing. Last time, retiring Justice Sandra Day O'Connor was the swing vote. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.